There is this story of this one woman, and she had committed a mortal sin and despaired. She didn't believe in God's mercy. And she thought, well, you know, God isn't going to forgive me. There's no hope. So after a little while of this despair, she said, well, I'm just going to go out and have fun. She gave up. So she says, I'm going to go out and have fun. I'm going to go out and party it up. I'm going to do all the things I want to do. And she thought she was practicing her own liberation. Forget you, God. And she found herself in more suffering, more pain. Everything got worse. And then so she thought, well, so try to drown out her suffering or pain. So she got into drugs and drinking, and it didn't work. It made things worse. And so she decided she's going to do more sin, just try to pretend it's not there, deny it, stuff it back. And it even got worse. And she was suffering so much, and then she hated every time that anybody said anything about God or anything like that, because she thought that there's no way God could forgive her with all the sins she committed. There's no way. And she was just living day to day in depression and in despair. And there came a point in time in her life where Jesus entered into her life. And she was able to go to confession and receive God's graces. After she was wondering why she was waiting so long, why she wouldn't trust in God. For how many years was she denying God? God was willing to be there for her and to protect her and to guide her and to shower her with graces. For some reason, she just didn't do it. She couldn't trust in God. And it wasn't until she suffered so much that she had to go somewhere. She was listening to the world, the way the world would talk to her. And she believed every lie because she felt that she desperately needed to believe every lie to drown out the suffering. And with every lie she followed, it just got worse. But when she discovered the truth and was able to go to confession, everything changed. She couldn't conceive before. She could not conceive of God's love. She just assumed God was always angry at her, and that anything bad that happened to her was just simply God's anger at her. That was false. That's the lie of the devil. And so she avoided confession like a plague, and fearful of it, attacked people. And once she was able to be free of that poison of sin, the poison of darkness, the poison of the world, she was able to give herself to God, his ways, trust in him in all things. When she was listening to the world, she thought she was living out freedom. But again, every time it got worse. And she found herself bound, and the more guilt she had. When she went to confession and tried to live out the virtues, there was freedom. She found that she was able to live out and to be the person she really wanted to be. She didn't want to deny Christ. She didn't want to run away from God. God was chasing her all the time. Not to beat her down, but to give her his love. Sometimes in our own lives, when we feel like we've committed the unforgivable sin. We want to run and hide. We want to deny the truth of our sins. We want to run away from confession. We want to deny, just like her, God's mercy. Because what is God's mercy, we may think, is God's condemnation. What she found was that the infinite God can forgive a multitude of sins. Our sins are not infinite, they're finite. And God's love is infinite. God's love conquers all sins. And despite our sins, the multitude that they may be, God is always willing to forgive. God is always willing to embrace us and give the grace we need. She found God's grace, as Paul did. We need to open up our hearts. Open up our hearts to his love and mercy, particularly in confession, so that we can hear the grace as she did. Those words of grace, I absolve you of your sins in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. To actually hear those words and to know them. And to hear and to know those words is to know God, to know who he is, love itself. And so I encourage you today to go, you know, during this week, whenever you have time, go to confession. Receive God's grace, even if they're venial sins, if they're eating away at you, go to confession. And when you receive Jesus Christ here in this Eucharist, you know, when you receive Jesus in the Eucharist, it takes away venial sin. If you're in mortal sin, don't receive him. But if you are in venial sin, receive Jesus. Open up your heart. Give your heart to him. He will give you all the graces you need. That's the eternal bridegroom giving you his flesh, offering himself in the one flesh union. Allow him to commune with you, to be with you, to love you. In a certain sense, as we adore him, you can say that he adores us. He holds us very dear, each and every one of you. He wouldn't have died on the cross if he didn't. That's the only thing that could explain why God the Father would send his only begotten Son to die on the cross for us. His love is more powerful than anybody's sins. Allow him to enter in. Allow him to forgive you, to give his mercy and love to you.